Today, we're speaking with Gene Weiner, a man who has over 50 years of experience in our industry. Gene is the president and CEO of Weiner International Associates. He is also an IPC Hall of Fame member. Gene, welcome. And let's just start with your view of the current condition of the industry.
Well, the view is mixed. We have not seen anything like this, although we have experienced over the decades a number of severe recessions as well as rapid increases. This, though, caught everybody not by surprise, but in a way that was unexpected, as it exploded, literally exploded in just a few months' time from as yet an unknown source around the globe, just wreaking havoc on the world economies. And it is as yet unclear as to how or when it will be controlled in the future. What is certain is that there has been a total lack of preparation or foresight by various governments around the world, although this type of thing had been predicted by a number of people publicly in talks and so forth a number of years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago. The way it affected the United States is rather unexpected too, as the United States did have and does have the ability to rebound quickly, but had not maintained its emergency stockpile of ventilators and other materials and research programs that would be able to confront this type of coronavirus rapidly. And also because the electronic industry, which is the heart of almost everything we touch, if you take printed circuits, semiconductors, and the software that joins it all together, it affects everything from a refrigerator to the car you drive to the TV you watch to the cell phone in your pocket or hand.
Well, interesting.
One of the critical effect of a global supply chain is really become quite evident here, because the supply chain of the materials, the boards, the circuits, and the assemblies of what we use in everyday life is truly global, and no one country is totally independent of it, save possibly China, and we know what happened there.
Well, in large part, the shortage of medical devices is what's keeping our industry very busy right now. What do you see around that?
Well, I see a tremendous effort by America's printed circuit manufacturers, by their assembly companies, and by OEMs to quickly rise to the occasion and produce not only test kits for finding the virus and the way Abbott Laboratories and others quickly came up with quick solutions or short-term solutions to finding out if someone has been infected. But the construction of the ventilators, which is a rather complex piece of equipment, just rebounded quickly. But what was surprising to me is that no one agency or government had any record as to who was capable of producing ventilators quickly and marshaling all the forces to put it together. For example, asking GM to produce it quickly when there are a number of EMS companies that are better equipped to do this was surprising to me, and it was surprising to me that no one had brought this forward quickly enough. However, the IPC, under the leadership of Dr. John Mitchell, has really risen to the challenge and pointed out how to fix the problem, to share solutions, to share equipment, to share parts, to keep things going in a way that was totally unexpected, and has shown really the prompts, what the organization, the IPC, can do in an emergency to help everyone everywhere.
What lessons do you think our industry has learned or needs to learn?
Our industry has learned that we need to share a number of pieces of information and facilities and capabilities with each other, as we have often done in past decades through trade associations such as the IPC. It's amazing how everyone has stepped forward and shared the solutions they have found and offered to help other companies, whether it be a quick turn circuit for a ventilator or a test kit, or the availability of providing electrical test equipment for new pieces of equipment that are required. It's interesting to see how the workers in our industries have stepped forward and have gone to great lengths to put themselves at risk to come in at 24/7 in some factories to solve the problems and keep the factories running and provide critical needs for the national emergency.
Well, Gene, we certainly appreciate your 50 years of industry experience and you taking time today to share your thoughts with our listeners.
It's been a pleasure to share our experiences and what we learned with others, and that is part of the lessons that we've learned.
Once again, you've been listening to Gene Weiner, the president and CEO of Weiner International Associates.